I've noticed Christian business owners want to do more than make money, they want to change the world. In business, we must understand the fundamentals if we want a strong, striving business that will make a positive impact in our world. We are starting a mini-series about starting a business. Even if you have been in business for a while, going back to the basics may help you get a firm grip on what you are doing and where you are going, so don't skip the basics. Vince Loberti was the coach of the Green Bay Packers in 1961. He took his team, all pros at the time, and started their camp that year by saying, "Gentlemen, this is a football." To make a long story short, they won the NFL championship that year. Defining business. When we think of business, we often think about buildings, offices, warehouses and stuff like that, but a business is much simpler than that. A business is just an exchange of value. We share something of value and people pay for that value. Business is just an exchange of value. Nothing more, nothing less. Click to tweet. No matter what business we are in, people will pay to the extent that they see value in what we are offering. People will pay large amounts for things that they see of high value. The same item can cost significantly more or less based on where it is purchased and from whom. Even non-valuable things can have value. We can talk about pet rocks, a crazy fad from the 1970s. People saw the value in having a rock as a pet because they didn't have to feed it, and the novelty of such an idea, against the man, was valuable to many people of the time. What does a business do? Businesses solve problems. Plain and simple. If we can solve someone's problem, people will pay. If we can make something easier, more convenient or more immediate, people will pay for the value that we bring to their lives. It is not convenient to buy chickens, feed them, roost them, and collect eggs, so we buy cartons from the grocery store. There was a day when buying eggs from a store would have been ludicrous, but now we think the opposite. Our buying habits have changed and will continue to change based on what we value. Why do people get into business? Whenever I talk to someone who wants to start a business, I ask them why. I can tell by their answer how successful they will be. If their answer is, to make money, I know they won't go very far until they have found a reason behind what they do beyond just money. I usually follow up with a series of questions: who are you going to help with your business? How are you going to help them? How will you make money by doing that? Until you know who you can help and what problem you are going to solve, you won't really have a business. If you have ever watched Shark Tank, you will see that many times a budding entrepreneur is told that they have a product, not a business. So let me ask you. Who will you help in your business? How are you helping them? How will you make money doing that? Conclusion. Anyone can create a simple service or product and sell it, but creating a business is more than just making a sell. It is understanding the fundamentals to the game. My goal is that this series will give you the understanding you need to create a solid business so that you can create a solid business and impact the world for Christ. Take time to answer the above questions for your business. If you don't have an idea yet, don't worry, we'll cover that. I know that sometimes God places a calling on our lives and we don't have a clear picture of what that looks like right now. We must walk through the doors God gives us and move forward as He reveals truth to us. Did you see the article, "When Should I Start a Business as a Christian?" If not, read it now. Let me end this the way we need to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, this is business.